Hi friends. I really didn't know what to call this episode, so we're going to just call it what you want, and you can make your own interpretation of it. Because I just been really in deep thought about a lot of things that have been happening to me and really analyzing relationships in my life and what those relationships tell me. What past relationships, toxic ones, also tell me. And it's one of those moments where you have something in your mind and heart and you just need to put it out there. So you guys are kind of living this moment along with me. Human connection is something that we all have to manage. Some of us even master, and some of us are not very good at it. And in that managing and in that process of connection, whether you're in denial of it or not, we all need it. It's part of our nature to be in communion, to be in relationship with one another. There's also aspects of that we have to look into that. What we're investing into that human connection can be very meaningful or detrimental to the state that we're in. And I unfortunately have been in situations where even recently gave an open door to people who sometimes really do not deserve your energy. And I think that instead of me looking at it in the way of, oh, you know, this is happening again, or I'm in this situation, you know, I should have seen this or I should have known this. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to heal. And for me, realizing that what I carry, who I am as a person, is not what I can expect from other people. It's a constant lesson for me. Sometimes we want to treat things with such dignity, and when we don't get that in return, it's hurtful. And it even creates a question around who we are. You know, are we doing the right thing? Are we too nice? Because we're constantly told by the world that, you know, in order for us to stand for ourselves, we have to be cold and we have to be rigid because people are just out here trying to take advantage of you. And sometimes it is that way. And sometimes it isn't that black and white. Sometimes people are just really unhealed. And they do bring their toxicity. They bring their unhealed shit to you, into your life, but we also open the door for it because sometimes their unhealed stuff is part of our unhealed stuff. And they really see themselves as innocent people in your life. And you see them as villains. And sometimes there's a little bit of truth in both of those. But we forget also that we played a part in toxic human connection. There's something that we still have unresolved, and we are constantly trying to resolve it through people who we gravitate to because what they have, it's a reminder of what we have unresolved. What we still haven't truly had closure for. And what is closure? I think closure can mean a lot of things for different people. You know, I don't think that it means the same for everyone or in every situation, but it does mean being at peace, accepting, and letting go. Those are three key things when it comes to closure, and that can be brought into our lives in many different ways. And sometimes in that closure, we're seeking a redemption. A redemption not only as a way to reevaluate situations that we might even regret and justify it, validate it, understand it, in order for us to pick up what we felt maybe we left of our dignity or self-value. But and that brings shame. That brings shame sometimes, or a reminder that we let ourselves behind. We left ourselves behind in that moment. And there's an anxiety that comes with that. A lack of peace. But I think that we need to own the moment. And it's not sometimes that accountability that we think we need to have for ourselves. I think forgiveness needs to be a place when we are realizing that we were part of a broken or toxic relationship, that we played a part in that as well, that we need to have grace and take this moment as an opportunity to not evaluate what already happened, but what this can mean for us now and in the future. Not only the type of relationships and value that we want and the quality of those relationships in our lives, but also the value that we have with ourselves. To choose ourselves. Many times we are attracted to people. We're infatuated by people. We might even think we're in love with people. That's how far the need to be chosen can take us. And we're literally there just waiting to be chosen. Sometimes that's all we want. We want to be chosen because being chosen equates to love. Equates to being picked. To being value over other things. And so when that doesn't happen, then rejection takes its place. And rejection hurts. It doesn't matter how you look at it. It hurts. And it can be a great experience in the sense of it being a clear answer, where there's no ambiguity. There's no doubt there. It's clear, and doesn't matter what the background reason of why this rejection, this no took place, but it's clear. And we can run with that. That's an opportunity. We can run with that and say, now I know. And clear our spaces for the things that will say yes to us. The things that more than saying yes to us, the things that are actually aligned and within our purpose. We are sometimes holding on to things because we're waiting to be chosen. But how can something that's not aligned with you, that's not aligned with your purpose, your life, and who you are as a person, choose you? How? It's not at your level, baby. Think about it that way. Whatever that level is. It's not there. It's not in the same place. It doesn't have the capacity to be able to choose you. But you do. You can choose you every single time. And I know relationships where we feel rejection. Relationships that end in a way that we don't want it. Relationships that remind us of the hurt of our past. The continuous need to be loved, seen, and validated can be exhausting. That redundant feeling, it's tiring. but it is also an opportunity to make space for new things, to look at your life and your purpose differently. That there is a clear answer to what doesn't belong and an opportunity to discover what does. Time is scary. Time reminds us that we're small. But time is also healing. It could be our friend. Because with time, it gives space for things to fall into place. I'll leave you with these thoughts. Thank you for listening, friends, and until next time.